What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed it is time. It's time for our last look for the week. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Panamanian Chamber of Construction, CAPAC, responded to the President of the Republic, José Romolino, who accused them of being complicit in the protests and violent acts carried out by members of the National Union of Suntracks. CAPAC is committed to the development of the country, respect for institutions and the progress of Panama. Neither today nor ever have we been complicit in the actions of the National Union of Construction and similar workers, Suntracks, who act with total autonomy and independence, the Union of the Construction Sector responded. President Molino said on Thursday morning that CAPAC did not cooperate with the call made by the government to intercede with Acciona, the company that is building the children's hospital. It also called on CAPAC to stop being accomplices through a collective agreement that was not created for this purpose. CAPAC did not cooperate yesterday in the little thing that we asked of it, which was to ask Acciona for a letter so that the police could enter the hospital. Well, the Ministry of Health did it, and the police entered, and the results are already known, said the President. In response to these statements, CAPAC expressed its strongest rejection to the acts of violence and vandalism that occurred on Wednesday, resulting from a protest related to the discussion of reforms to the organic law of the Social Security Fund. It is completely unacceptable that under the pretext of a legitimate demonstration that actions were carried out that threatened the physical integrity of national police officers whom in their duty to maintain order and security suffered direct attacks. The union urged the relevant authorities to investigate the incident and take the necessary measures to ensure that situations like this do not happen again. We congratulate the National Police for their firm and efficient actions in this case, acting with determination in the national interest. Their intervention has been key to restoring order and guaranteeing free transit as a constitutional right of citizens, said the union. Mauricio Calva Carone, Trump's special envoy for Latin America, referred again to the Panama Canal. He insisted that Panama violates the agreement on the neutrality of the maritime route because all the infrastructure has been penetrated by Chinese entities. He said the canal is becoming obsolete due to the inefficiency of the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, in its maintenance, and said that the Panamanians have asked the United States Army Corps of Engineers to help in order to make it efficient, but they want to charge for it. In a wide-ranging interview with Politico magazine, which focused on the Trump administration's handling of the Western Hemisphere, the official said that the main sticking point is the treaty violation by China's absolute intrusion into the Panama Canal and the logistics and infrastructure around it. Panama, of course, has repeatedly said that it's false that China controls the interoceanic route, but Calva Carone maintains that is ultimately the essence of the matter. Well, asked whether it was necessary to modify the Canal Neutrality Treaty, he said no, adding that there have been conversations and good debates. He then spoke of private meetings on the canal. I don't understand why there has to be a private discussion. We are super transparent. The current government of Panama, well, I don't know how they are used to operating, but President Trump says it in public what he says in private. He says. He then reiterated that the canal is becoming obsolete due to the ACP's inefficiency in its maintenance. From the first Trump administration, when I was in the White House, they reached out to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to ask for our help because they knew the challenges that were coming, he added. He said low water levels have affected operations in recent years, and however, the volume and capacity continues to decline. Now they're asking us for help, but they want to charge us for it. Basically, they want firefighters to pay for putting out fires. They want the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the U.S. to help make the Panama Canal great again, which is what President Trump wants, but they want to charge us for it because of their inefficiency. He said that in Panama they allow themselves to be caught up in this nationalist fever that prevents them from finding common sense and solutions in this regard. The union workers at the electric transmission company SA-ETESA has said that the benefits that they demand in the new collective agreement, such as free electricity consumption, a 15% salary increase, food vouchers, bonuses and increases in the amounts of compensation and mutual agreements, among others, are fair and necessary aspirations. They also accuse the company and the media of waging a psychological war to delegitimize our just struggle. The attacks on the union come from mercenaries within the sellout of workers and from media outlets that follow guidelines but in their supreme ignorance do not understand labour-management relations and obligations under international ILO conventions, said the Union of Electrical and Related Industry Workers of the Republic of Panama, CITESPA. In a statement issued after La Prensa reported on the content of the proposal presented to ETESA's general management at the start of negotiations for the collective agreement for 2025 to 2027, the biennium, this proposal, still under discussion, should have remained exclusively between the negotiating parties, not in the hands of those seeking to undermine our struggle. CITESPA claims in its statement, in which indicates that it delivered a protest note to Roy Morales, general manager of ETESA. The union also accuses the administration of not having presented a counter-proposal and of intending to postpone the negotiation of the collective agreement until July of 2025. In the statement, CITESPA does not refer specifically to the benefits raised at the negotiating table, except to say that they are working conditions that we deserve. The ETESA administration also issued a press release the day before the union did to state that all economic prerogatives, current and proposed, are under evaluation, including those applied at a level of senior management staff. The new administration is committed to transparency and the efficient use of the resources of the state-owned company, ETESA said. Well, CITESPA, the union, presented a 58-page proposal that, among other things, provides that no worker will pay for the electricity consumed in their home. In addition, they would be exempt from paying the security deposit that distributors require from their customers. And if any worker opts to have solar panels installed in their home, the company will cover the entire cost of the installation and the equipment. They also propose a general salary increase plan, which includes an initial adjustment of 15% and subsequently increases each year, the percentage of which will depend on the results of the consumer price index. They also demand performance bonuses, even for those workers who obtain a score between 30 and 50% in the evaluation test. Management may not dismiss any worker without the consent of the union, even if the worker has incurred any of the grounds for justified dismissal contemplated in the Labour Code. In the event of leaving the company, either through dismissal or justified cause or by mutual agreement, the employee would receive a compensation, equivalent to at least 8 months of base salary, and this amount would increase according to his or her seniority in the company. For example, the proposed compensation for an employee with 9 years of service would be 50 months of base salary. Likewise, those who retire from the company would receive a bonus of $30,000. The union also included in its proposal the annual delivery of 4 food vouchers of $500 each for each worker, as well as a Christmas bag each December, worth $350. At Christmas, each worker would also receive a bonus equivalent to 100% of their base salary. The great paradox is the attendance bonus, which would be awarded even to those who are absent. The bonus would be given every 6 months and would consist of $200 for each worker who is not absent for more than 10 days in a semester, whether January, June to June or July to December. The bonus would drop to $100 if their record shows between 11 and 20 absences. For those workers on a mission who need to sleep away from their residence, a daily allowance of $550 and $800 is being requested, CITESPA which so strongly defended the party last Christmas, despite the express order of the Presidency of the Republic to suspend all entertainment, is now planning to add three more. One for Father's Day, the third Sunday in June, another for Engineers' Day on the 26th of January each year, and one more for the Day of Administrative Assistants and Secretaries. A judge ordered preventative detention and charged a 36-year-old man for allegedly distributing child pornography, which he obtained through a fake internet account and then sold on to adults. During a hearing in the Second Judicial Court at Skokle, Veraguas, Judge Liliana Ortiz ordered the precautionary measure after the presentation of evidence by the public prosecutor's office. Among the evidence, images were found on the accused's cell phone that demonstrated the sale of pornographic material of minors. The investigation, which began in December 2024, revealed that the accused created a fake profile on the internet posing as a girl to contact other minors and obtain illicit content. Prior to the charge of child pornography, the court legalized the arrest and the inspection of technological devices seized during his capture. Sources linked to the case reported that this is the second time that the accused has been investigated for this crime. On the first occasion, the authorities did not have enough evidence to bring charges against him. And the High Court of Criminal Cases has overturned a decision by Judge Arguera Rentaria and upheld the precautionary measures prohibiting those accused of money laundering through contracts executed by the National Aid Program from leaving the country. The ruling, dated the 2nd of January of this year, amended the previous one of October the 29th of 2024, by which Judge Rentaria lifted the precautionary measures applied to the former head of the PAN projects, Abraham Williams, Rosa Gonzalez, Monica Andrade, Carlos Ramos, Boris Zevallos, Pacifico Gonzalez, Celia Jimenez, Alvin Arruz, Unica Ortega, Monica Peralta, Esperanza Juarez, and the siblings, Jonathan and Lorraine Guardia, children of the former director of the PAN, Rafael Garia Hain. Judge Rentaria ordered the lifting of the precautionary measures applied to those under investigation following the conclusion of the trial in which the public prosecutor's office requested that those involved be sentenced for the crimes of money laundering and illicit association. During the trial, prosecutors from the public ministry alleged that Rafael Guardia Juarez, fugitive and also the son of Guardia Hain, Lorraine Guardia Juarez and Jonathan Guardia Andreon, created companies and cashed checks from funds assigned to the PAN in an irregular manner to acquire movable and immovable property. In their arguments, prosecutors claimed that the funds obtained illegally moved through the companies Inversiones Glora, Grupo Piombino, Inversiones Alimac, and Inversiones Hall. Judge Rentaria has not yet issued a verdict regarding the accusations made by the public prosecutor's office and the defense attorneys, claims regarding the innocence of their clients. The investigation dates back to 2015 into money movements obtained through the alleged bribery and other irregularities in contracts and purchases made by the PAN. On November 30th of 2023, the High Court for the Liquidation of Criminal Cases overturned a ruling by the liquidated 15th Criminal Court that issued an acquittal in favour of the 17 defendants and called them to trial for the crime of money laundering. The Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office has launched 9 investigations into irregularities in the handling of the PAN contracts, and these include the purchase of dehydrated food, grains, tyres, school backpacks, helicopter rentals, the execution of community works, the delivery of food bags, the purchase of musical instruments, Christmas bags, and the program called Piso y Techo. That said then, there we go. That's our look, some of the stories in the local news compiled for today's program.